100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. Although, I guess with it being Passover and Easter weekend, folks are a little busy. But if you come up with stories on the topic of classic, and maybe your email ate them, or my email ate them, or whatever, it's kind of becoming common. Maybe the government is spying on my email and censoring stuff, I don't know. But whatever, go ahead and send it on in, and I'll try to get it up if it doesn't get censored again. Anyway, here are the stories for this week. And yeah, I know, I said I was going to post stories on the day, and well, you know how it is. Just so uninspired. But y'all were inspired, and here are your stories.
Good morning. Richard here, and this is my story on the topic classic. It's called Might As Well Jump. So, my mate from the tribute band, Van Halen, was feeling the show needed jazzing up a bit. It needed more energy, more of a rock and roll vibe. He asked me for some tips. I mulled a few ideas around in my mind, eventually suggesting that maybe he should give the classic stage dive a shot. We decided he should try it at the next gig. All was going well, right up until that moment. John is the only guy I know that can throw himself on top of a tightly packed mass of fans and miss completely. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Face That Launched 1,000 Ships. She was a classic, timely with an air of certainty. One could not own such a spirit, only assist in her continuation. To that end, I've amassed a considerable fortune in protection from lesser souls gaining purchase. Some might point out I may have lost my way in this pursuit, but look at her. She shines brighter than the brightest star. Marcus took one last long gaze. He drew the curtain, locked the door. The air above the bunker was -25. It was 200 miles to the airfield. As he flew into the rising sun, Marcus thought, safe at last. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Classic, a car, the radio. Classic music? No, the radio. The music on the radio? No, the radio. The officer closed his notepad, shook his head, and walked away. Classic. Someone overheard it. Why classic? The radio. Oh, not the cop. No, the radio. Why did he walk away? Dunno, but the radio. No one paid attention, but he knew the radio had killed them. So he grabbed it and walked away. Classic. The word kept repeating in his head. When he smashed the damn thing, it made a fizzling sound, and that was it. Classic problem-solving strategy. Brutality. And this was my story for this week. Talk about my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
classic signs of a violent struggle. Significant abrasions, torn nails, multiple defensive cuts to the hands and arms, and a blood spatter pattern that clearly demonstrated this had been a protracted and extremely vicious attack. I'll be the first to admit, it wasn't the tidiest of crime scenes that I'd left in my wake, but life can be like that. Even with meticulous planning, things can get messy. Then again, I like messy. It's my trademark. If I left the scene clean, tidy, and clinical, you wouldn't know it was my handiwork, and I really can't have that. Can I?
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I remember when Coke became New Coke, and then they brought back Original Coke as Coke Classic. Pepsi never became New Pepsi or Pepsi Classic, nor did Dr. Pepper, RC, or any other soda. Sprite, Mountain Dew, and Tab didn't change at all, either. Fanta, that Nazi soda, has never changed. Well, when I say changed, I mean branding. A lot of them have changed from sugar to corn syrup. Although, now many claim to use cane sugar. But none are changing to New or Classic. They just say cane sugar on the front. And then, in the ingredients list.
And there you have it. I know, not many stories, but remember, the podcast started pretty slow years and years and years ago. Maybe it will end slowly. Anyway, that's all the 100-word stories on the topic of classic this week. The next topic is chip, so hopefully you've taken this time off to get all creative, or maybe we're wrapping things up. I don't know. You tell me. Thank you all for being a part of this. One a day until the day I die.com. And, as always, keep it brief.